Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. So I'm out for a walk, and there are dogs barking and lawnmowers going. It's a beautiful, cooler morning in Glendale, Arizona in October. And I am Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family. I love listening to podcasts, and I just listened to one from Rachel Hollis where she kicked my butt about stop procrastinating, is what she said. She said, do the thing. You got to stop talking about it, thinking about it, vision casting with my girlfriends, which I just did with my sister-in-law last night. And I need to do the work. I need to figure out and do not busy work, not the easy thing, which is what we want to do on our to-do list. When we make our long, long to-do list, Rachel was saying that we choose to do whatever is easiest. And I would say that's true. So she said to do what's actually going to move the needle in your business, to do what's actually going to get you closer to your goals, whatever that is, whether it's health or relational or family or a business or making money, contributing to the family, which is some of my goals. So after listening to that podcast, I'm walking along the sidewalk, praying to myself, and thought I should record my prayer. So I'm praying, Lord, give me wisdom on what to do to move this needle forward, on what activities I should do. So for me, with my dance business and my vision, I could happily, excitedly tell you about my vision and what I want, but what I really need to do is make some sales, bring in some customers. So when I think about what's holding me back from asking for a sale, is that I don't think the content's ready. I don't think the content's good enough. And to an extent that may be true, but to an extent that may be an excuse, if I'm honest. So I need to do the thing quickly, get the content I'm wanting up, and then be confident in what I'm providing. I listened to a podcast with Jenna Kutcher the other day talking about how when we believe that what we are selling, what we are sharing will truly, vitally change people's lives, when we believe it in our heart, then it's really not that icky kind of salesiness, but it's just sharing passionately because it's authentic and true on what you're offering to the world and how it's going to serve people. So what I need to do is to get that content up there, to get it to a point where it's not an excuse that it's not good enough or a perfectionism thing, but to where I am truly proud of what I'm offering. And perhaps that's even a mind shift change of thinking through how what I'm offering is truly serving people, what it's doing, how it's helping families financially and time-wise and energy-wise, and stressed out moms that they don't have to go somewhere to take their kids to dance classes, or they can watch an exercise video and be encouraged in their relationship with the Lord to pray for their kids and to be encouraged by scripture rather than going to a Zumba class where you're just seductively gyrating your crotch, which, you know, that can be fun, but it's hollow and it's kind of icky for me, at least personal experience here. So that's what I need to do to move the needle. I need to get that content up there, get it to a point where it's not an excuse of me waiting for perfection, but that I'm proud of what I'm offering. And then I need to ask for the sale, which is so hard for me. But when I truly believe and have that mindset that I'm helping others with what I'm offering, then I need to do the hard thing and ask for the sale. I need to reach out to groups and people that I believe will benefit from my service. So that's where I'm at. Those are the next steps I need to do. While I love to say I need to read another book, or I need to read another article, or I need to learn this information, I really, as Rachel was saying, which is a good kick in the pants, I really just need to do the thing. I need to do the hard thing. She said, you just have to do the hard thing to get where you want to go, to accomplish your goals, to make progress. You have to do the hard thing. And for me, that's asking for the sale. It's always been asking for the sale. So that's what I need to do. What do you need to do in your business, or in your goal, or in your life, whatever is important to you, whether it's a family goal or relationships you want to cultivate? Maybe it's finances, maybe it's a physical goal, such as getting leaner, getting more toned, exercising for your health or your energy. Maybe it's to start a supplement, an oil routine, vitamin routine. And maybe you just need to do the thing, like set an alarm on your phone for when you're going to do that, when you're going to take the supplement, and do the thing. I don't know what it is for you, but I would love to hear what it is so that we can hold each other accountable and cheer each other on. So I encourage you to listen to Rachel Hollis's The Rise podcast, the episode from July 2019 about stop procrastinating. And then I encourage you to set your phone down from your podcasting AirPods, and do the thing. Let's do it together. Let's encourage one another and step into the work that God has called us to do. Let's stop talking about it and actually do the thing. Who's in? Who wants to do it with me? Send me a message. Reach out. Let's do it together. Have a great day. Let's cheer each other on soon. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that, so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.